Welcome back to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. This holiday season is starting out weird. Thanksgiving gave way to a short deadline before end of the government's continuing funding resolution. What if there's a CR extension or Congress passes a fiscal 2018 budget? That could mean RFPs coming out at Christmas time. For some advice on coping, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, you've written about a common phenomenon that I've heard people complain about for a long time, is that, yeah, the feds go on vacation, but not before dropping a big piece of homework on their contractors.
Tom, you're exactly right. While many government contracting officers may believe that there's no place like home for the holidays for them, that feeling doesn't apparently extend to contractors. Government agencies, as you said in the intro, are notorious for dropping RFQs and RFPs this time of year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, often with very short turnaround times. The result is more than one contractor has been working on the mashed potatoes while working on an RFQ response, and maybe getting that last present under the Christmas tree after they've turned in their proposal on Christmas Eve. And my advice to people is to use some common sense when you were running up against those types of things during the holiday time. If it's an opportunity that you've been tracking and had some conversations with the government agency on, that's one thing. But if you get a package that comes down your chimney and lands with a thud on December 24th, you might want to take a pass on that, because that may be an indication that that piece of business is really intended for someone else.
Well, that's right, because if there had been a regular order, which there never is, you would know what was coming in 2018 if you had done your homework. And so those things that might drop, if there is a fiscal 2018, which would start around January, you should be prepared as if the fiscal had started on time.
Well, correct. And regardless of whether or not we get a budget by the end of the calendar year, I'm betting no, there still is going to be business that the government does under a CR. We're certainly sailing into some headwinds, Tom, because we're operating under a CR, and we're operating right now with the idea that we might have a shutdown, something that's being taken a little bit more seriously now than at any other time in the last 5 years. So all of that is going to have an effect on government business, but I don't want to give the impression that nothing is being done. I talked with someone just the day before Thanksgiving, who's putting out an RFQ response on a piece of business. This one, they feel they actually have a pretty good chance of getting. So things are happening.
You might be doing some red teaming as a contractor during the green and red season.
That's a good way to look at it. These are things that can certainly get in the way of time for shopping. And, most tragically, you can get involved and reduce your football watching time. But my advice, again, though, is, look, government contracting is important. You want to make sure you're doing due diligence with your business. Part of that is making sure that you've got a plan, not just for right now, but for the second quarter and third quarter of the federal fiscal year. But if you get those bluebirds that come in around holiday time that you've never thought of, use some common sense. Go home, hang out with the family. You've had Santa's radar on your radar screen for longer than this opportunity. That's a good indication that it's okay to let this opportunity pass by, and especially if you've got a good plan for what you're going to be doing in January, February, and March.
Yeah, Rudolph the Red Team Reindeer. We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And one other question I had on that regard, the Alliant follow-on awards were just handed out at the beginning of week before Thanksgiving. What could that do? Could that generate business under a CR?
It could very well be that there will be funds obligated for continuing projects under Alliant 2, but it would have to be some continuing project, something that maybe already began under Alliant 1 or another contract vehicle. So the contract method here, Tom, isn't so conclusive as the type of money that's being used to fund the particular project. Certainly, GSA anticipates that there has been some demand that's been pent up and waiting the award of these contracts. However, while I anticipate that there will be business that flows through Alliant 2, it's a very popular contract, Most contracts are going to be slow to ramp up, and there'll continue to be business for the for right now under both the old Alliant and the new Alliant.
All right, and I want to switch gears for a moment and discuss email for a moment. In the year before sexual harassment became the new scandal du jour that seems to be parading across the national stage, it was email that was causing so much problem during the year leading up to the election and still in the year after the election. One of your readers wrote in to say that what's the best strategy for dealing with contracting officers in email? It can make things very, very clear, but it can also leave a track record that you may not want. What are you saying here?
I'm saying that when you are using email, Tom, there are two big buckets to think about. One is, we'll call it the good bucket, and that's the communications that you have with your contracting officer in the government, the company, the person who's managing your contract, and you want to make sure that you do have a good email file for the discussions you've had with the contracting officer. So if you're making a modification or if you've agreed to a special term or you've done something with your pricing, all of that needs to be memorialized in an email to the contracting officer with a clear understanding of what you think just happened and make sure that the contracting officer has a similar understanding. People being people, you get into relationships, Tom. Not everybody always takes the time to put something down in writing. But if you don't do that in government contracting, you can get yourself in trouble because you may have made a pricing change that everybody was okay with, but if it wasn't memorialized in writing somewhere, an auditor 5 years later could take a very different view, and then you would have some explaining to do. On the other hand, the second big bucket of email is what I want to call inter-office or intra-team emails, and those are the ones where you have to be cautious about what you're putting in an email. Certainly, you want to make sure that you are compliant with all of your contract rules and regulations. You want to make sure that you are obeying the statutes that Congress passed. On the other hand, Tom, you want to make sure that you are not putting things in an email that could conceivably be taken out of context. Things like you're thinking, your company is thinking about having a new discounting program, or your company is thinking about some new sale they're going to have in the next quarter of the fiscal year. Those are all legitimate things to talk about and legitimate things to plan for. But if you're not sure about what all those terms and conditions are going to look like, if you're not sure what all the specifics of the new discounting program might have in it, that's a good time to go retro and use the telephone. Make sure that if your mother would be embarrassed to see what you put in an email, whether it has to do with government contracting or anything else, don't put it in.
And don't call your contracting officer a dingbat in email to somebody.
In an email. That's true, too. That could be a bad thing because emails like that, Tom, do have a way of getting out.
Don't they, though? Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks so much.
Tom, I thank you. I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll put a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One. 55 past the hour. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. Follow us on Facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter. Our handle is @FedNewsRadio. Up next, the top national headlines from ABC News and the Federal Newscast. I'm Tom Temin.